This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a special version this week of the Countdown Show because Michael Harrison and I and other participants in this program are all in New York City as this is airing at the annual Talkers Convention. So we felt it would make good sense for us to put some of the issues into a special program so you're not hearing the countdown in its usual form, but some pretty close because we all are talking about these issues anyway, including things about the issues that we discuss on our daily DJV program.
A lot of things that are going on in the world, we will talk about them today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on board, focus on D-Day as well and what's going on should we call it celebrating? And may
I
not
think
be
commemorating is probably the best. Paying tribute to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Although celebrating the lives of the people who have then and now continue to put their lives on the line.
I still think it's okay to say celebrating a very important moment in our history, our world history. I know a lot of people take issue with that word, but I don't think celebrating always has to be confetti. Celebrating is about...
There are also vets from World War II who are still alive. They're very old now, but I think we can celebrate those people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know if you saw it, and that like warmed my heart. There was a World War II vet who, I think at 96 or something like that, jumped out of a plane as part of these D-Day festivals.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And it's pretty incredible. The thing that we really should pay attention to is that this is the greatest generation of people on this planet, and these are American treasures, and they are living history. And the fact that they're getting older, we need to just enjoy that we have them and listen, because these stories that they're telling are pretty incredible, and they're not going to last forever. And that's exactly what happened in Normandy. Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy. They pushed Nazi forces from France in what is the largest amphibious assault ever launched. President Trump is there along with almost every other world leader as part of the Allied forces. They're attending ceremonies in northern France to commemorate those D-Day landings. There's 173 World War II vets, including 65 who were actually there on D-Day in attendance, which is pretty incredible. French President Emmanuel Macron, the United Kingdom's prime minister, at least for the next couple of days, Theresa May, they have all laid a cornerstone of memorial to French and British unity. So that's what everybody is there for. But even Pope Francis paid tribute to the D-Day troops at a mass this morning. So it's on everybody's minds who's a world leader or a spiritual leader, I think, in the world today.
Yeah. On your mind, you and your father had a conversation about this, or anybody in your family, and I would ask that of everybody who's here, whether on the air or rhetorically speaking, those who are listening, who have you talked to about this in your group of friends, your family, and what significance is this for you, or even was World War II in general for you and our fans? I know it's important. I think it's very important for people who are listening to this program. It really is. And I don't think it makes a difference what age you are, and whether you either get it or you don't get it. I think that's probably...
Yeah. I guess it was 2 weeks ago that they in D.C. there was a veterans event where they were honoring World War II vets, and there were six different guys who were getting awards. And it was a really emotional event. I don't think I've ever met anyone, or at least haven't consciously met anyone, who served in World War II. And, you know, there were all these guys who were in their late 90s who were very humble when they were accepting their awards, even though they were going through all of the different things that they did. And, you know, just the challenges that they had to face as young guys going into this situation where almost all of their friends and people that they knew who were also in war were dying. And, some of them were in wheelchairs, but half of them were up and walking around. And it was just, I don't know, it was a really amazing thing to watch, and that's why I think it's important to celebrate those people today, and also just to kind of talk about the history, because it was, you know, in some ways 75 years seems like a long time, and then in other ways it's hard to believe that World War II was only 75 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great thing, the issue of time, understanding time and what it does. The old business of time heals all wounds. Does that work here? Has that happened? Or are we still influenced by some of the skinheads and the people who hate Jews and that kind of stuff?
Why I think you have to talk about this. That's why I guess I take issue with people pulling statues down or doing all of these things to try to forget history, pieces of history that we don't like. Because I think Kara's right when she says, wow, 75 years seems like a long time, but in the scheme of things, it's really not. And if you don't, if you don't learn from your mistakes, then you're bound to repeat them again. And so, mm-hmm. Right. So I think it's more important than ever that we have these conversations about what these brave people were fighting for during World War II. And just as a side note, because we haven't had a chance to talk about it, the fact that we're learning these little tidbits, I had no idea, admittedly, that the Queen was a wartime mechanic. I had no idea.
I never knew that either.
Yeah.
That as a princess, she was out there working on war vehicles and trying to support her father, the king. I had no idea. And so those are little things that maybe you don't learn in American history in school, that events like this kind of help you put into perspective when you're looking at world figures.
The Queen is teased even today about that somewhat. The Range Rovers that they all of the members of any car that they drive themselves, are Range Rovers, the old Defenders. That's what she learned how to drive on, and that's what she worked on. The Defenders were the equivalent to the Jeep for the Brits in World War II, and they're still around. They still make them. We can't get them in America anymore because they don't meet code, but that's what she worked on. They're driven around.
That makes me love her story even more.
Yeah. She's got a great story.
That isn't taught in school. I know it sounds so minor, but
it's about women and what they're capable of doing. It shows that there isn't that prejudice, or there ought not to be. How many people? That's a good side story from the talk tree. How many women mechanics do you know, Victoria?
I don't know any, but I remember in school, though, going back to, you know, I didn't learn about Queen Elizabeth and what she was doing in the war, but there were many equivalents in America with American women working in factories and doing all kinds of jobs before the war and before the men left, they didn't even think that women were capable of doing the jobs that they took over for the men.
They ran the world for a while.
And I remember learning a lot about the female aspect of what American contribution was, but I agree with Jen. I think it is really remarkable that as a princess, she was out there working on on an engine. I think that's great.
Yeah, for me, it's less about what a woman was doing and more about the fact that royalty or someone in that position would say, you know what? All right, I'm supporting my troops. I'm going to get dirty. Here we go. We're all in this together. That was that's the coolest part for me about all that.
Well, I think even further, you've touched on something else. That's pretty outrageous. The women and the contribution of women, whether it be the people, all of the planes that were made in America were flown to Europe by women. Did you know that? Every single one of those planes.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's wonderful to have to recognize all the male veterans, but there are so many women who are just unsung heroes.
Yep.
And there are very few decorations for women and their contributions during World War II. Very few.
It kind of points to, in a negative sense, the outrageous prejudice. Mm-hmm. Not only if you know the story of women and what they did during World War II, and the blacks in America who were sidelined because many of the white soldiers didn't want to fight with them. It's kind of like the same thing that's followed through. You didn't want to, modern day equivalent is gay soldier. I don't want to fight. I don't want a gay guy in the foxhole next to me. He's liable to molest me. You know, that kind of stupid thinking. And the same, why wouldn't a woman be capable of doing the same sorts of things if you put your mind to it? And that was the whole Rosie the Riveter thing that came about during World War II, and all those women lost their jobs. That's kind of what set the tone for the 1950s and women staying at home as housewives. It wasn't because it was a tradition. It was because there were no jobs for women.
Yeah. But also had a huge impact on culturally when men came back and reassumed all those positions. Women were all of a sudden unemployed after having this financial freedom.
That's the point.
And, there's a huge increase. That's basically where the divorce rate began. It's culturally, it had a huge impact on American history.
the war, that war, to go back to the men and women who are still alive that we celebrate, those people changed literally the face of the world. And the war changed literally the face of the world.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so Ted Cruz is in the news today with AOC. An interesting combination. Did you see this? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ted Cruz struck a deal to work together on an anti-lobbying bill to stop the infamous revolving door. How about that? They tweeted.
I am so for this. I hope that they can work together and get something done.
Well, there was a large number of recently retired congressional people who've taken lobbying or policy influencing jobs. We talk about this all the time. And what the Post read in part was, quote, if you're a member of Congress and you leave, you shouldn't be allowed to turn right around and leverage your service for a lobbyist. This is from Ocasio-Cortez. She says, at minimum, there ought to be a long wait period. Short time later, Cruz tweeted, here's something I don't often say on this point. I agree with AOC. I have long called for a lifetime ban on former members of Congress becoming lobbyists. The swamp would hate it, but perhaps a chance for some bipartisan cooperation, he asks.
Well, here's something I never said before. I agree with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that too much either, but I do. I agree with him.
Yeah. I mean, this is the swamp that Trump was supposed to drain. So, like, start draining. We haven't seen much of any draining of the swamp. So, if they can work together, I think it's great for the whole country. It's great to have a little bit of bipartisanship because we all kind of need it. And I think it's wonderful. And these are two very high-profile people.
Yeah, the thing I also like is they specifically talk about making a bill with no other clauses snuck in to talk about other stuff. And that's one of the most annoying things in the world to me is that we can't pass this or we can't pass this unless we sneak some other random things in that are completely unrelated that no one, you know, no normal citizens know about those other things stuck in. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Cruz. You remember my slogan during the election, you want to lose, vote for Cruz.
But I like him. I know he's not the most likable, but I like him.
All right, let's keep moving here. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. you can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, a special focus on the issue courtesy of my partners on the Daily DJV program, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Hear Kara Schiller popping in from time to time. Those are the ladies that I spend most of my time with on the radio, and those are the people with whom I discuss the issues. Here's the latest report on red meat and white meat. Eating white meat, like poultry, has an identical effect on your cholesterol level. Same thing as eating red meat. So this changes the long-held belief.
Yep.
Eating white meat is less harmful for your heart. There may be other effects, even if it is better for your heart. There are other things going on that contribute to the problem. Non-meat proteins like vegetables, dairy, legumes, beans show the best cholesterol benefit, according to the new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. We'll talk more to Dr. Ken Kronhaus later in the week about that study.
That's probably why remember the study a couple weeks ago about vegans will outlive us all?
Yes.
Well, that's probably in keeping with that. They don't eat any meat or any animal products, so not even eggs, and lots of beans and legumes. So, you know, we should all kind of take a page out of it. You don't have to give up meat completely, but at least do Meatless Monday or, you know, like kind of, a lot of people do that online. You know, it's a social media type thing, Meatless Monday. But it's a good thing to eliminate some meat from your diet.
Speaking about talks, the Mexicans and the Americans are trying to figure out their tariff problem. Let's see if we can get something worked out here, said the president last week. Otherwise, you get 5% added to everything that comes into our country starting next week. The taxes at 5% is where they start, go up to 25% eventually if you don't work out something. President said the tariffs would only be lifted if Mexico keeps people from crossing the border. So that's what Mexican officials are in Washington to work on. Delegation yesterday led by the economy secretary was in Washington to discuss with their counterpart, Secretary Wilbur Ross. And then tomorrow, Secretary of Foreign Affairs meeting with Secretary of State Pompeo. The president in Mexico said that he believed the two countries would come to an agreement. Okay. So in the meantime, there's a lot of stress. And maybe there are a lot of people who feel like this is a good thing. No matter what side they're on, we've been. This has always bothered me, or it's been a wonder of mine, why it is that supposedly the strongest country on the planet is so wimpy when it comes to things like this, especially with people like the Chinese. Or, I mean, we don't do that much trade with Russia, frankly, other than vodka. I don't know, we get out of the Russians not too much.
They don't have much. People don't realize their economy is the size of Italy, and awful. Their landmass is so huge.
Yeah, right. Well, it's because Putin is only interested in himself and his pals. So you wonder, okay, how come this is still going on? And he spends all the money.
Fear does
time
an awful
China.
Lot. So does the news media that's complacent, too, yeah. that will not challenge.
Speaking of that, in the television department this morning, the fellow on Jeopardy has lost on Jeopardy. So how much did he win? What was the total amount? Anybody know?
2.4 plus.
Well, all good things have to come to an end. And that's the end of that for him. But it was a good story while it lasted.
Yeah, people, and it was it was cute, you know, after he lost. And I think he knew he was going to lose because he didn't wager very much. And the woman who won wagered like $20,000 for the last answer.
Right.
He went over and
he jumped ship.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if he did that too. But he went over and he gave her a high five and seemed excited that somebody had finally beat him. So maybe that supports your point. But yeah, it was cute.
He says he knew in this case that he could only beat the other girl, Emma, who ended up winning, if she missed the final Jeopardy, so there was no point in him betting away a lot of his money. So there's the answer that everyone's been looking for.
Huh. Okay. Good to know. This is the weekly talk radio review, overviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Fascinating conversations that you can hear at talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Washington and Moscow have accused each other of dangerous maneuvers after two warships came within meters of a collision in East Asia. The near miss took place just days after a similar close call between planes. Washington says it took place in the Philippine Sea, while Russia says it was in the East China Sea. Both sides blame the other. President Donald Trump has come up with a new name for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after she said she wanted to see him in jail, not impeached. In an interview which aired on Fox News, hosted by Laura Ingraham, Trump hit back.
She's a disaster, and she made a statement. It was a horrible,
when you were
nasty,
overseas,
vicious statement. While I'm overseas, now if I made any statement about anybody, it would be like a big head. Why would he do that when he's overseas? She didn't want it. She is a terrible person, and I'll tell you, her name, it's Nervous Nancy, because she's a nervous wreck.
The president saying Pelosi is incapable of doing deals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. We are, well, I say here, I'm here in spirit. You can hear my voice. But normally when you hear me on the radio or in podcast, there's a live component to it, but not this week because we're all participating in the Talkers Annual Convention in New York City. So we've put together a special version of the countdown for us to use with you this week.
Well, it was the first state dinner for President Trump and his family, his delegation, and the royals. It was kind of interesting to watch, and I don't know, as much as I want to not like watching the royals, I'm just so fascinated by all the pomp and circumstance and the tiaras, because they all wear the crowns and they're really beautiful. So watching the president and his family had a state dinner with the royals, I thought was kind of fun. They sat side by side and seemed to have a lot of respect for each other. The queen stood up and made a toast to President Trump and to their relationship with us. And then Trump stood up and made a really nice, respectful toast, I thought, to the Queen. Talked about how she was such a part of D-Day when her father, she was a young woman, she was out there helping fight for the cause, and that's what they're all there for, by the way, is the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, President Trump hosted a breakfast meeting with senior leaders in England and Prime Minister Theresa May, who's on her way out, where he told the Prime Minister, "It's been an honor to work with you. I don't know what your timetable is, but stick around. Let's do this deal," meaning a trade deal. So he's trying to pressure Theresa May into staying a little longer.
I'll give you a job. Come on and over to America and I'll give you a job.
By yesterday,
the way, did he invite the mayor of London? Was he there?
Oh, no. Sadiq Khan, no. They don't get along at all. Sadiq Khan wrote a scathing op-ed, if you missed it, about basically calling Trump a bigot and a racist. And then Trump responded by calling him a stone-cold loser and saying that he was just like an ineffective Bill de Blasio, except shorter. And so, yeah, a little back and forth. But the state dinner was very nice. There was nothing out of place, or at least nothing that's been reported. Everybody seemed to be great. Kate Middleton looked fantastic. I thought Melania looked really nice. Very, very pretty. And then, this trade deal that he's trying to work for again, bringing in everybody one-on-one, these these trade deals that he's trying to create with all of the countries, he said a big trade deal is possible once the United Kingdom gets rid of the shackles of the European Union. And he said he's already starting to talk with some of these advisors. He met with a lot of people from the Conservative Party, which is Theresa May's party there. And again, the pressure, he's put a little pressure on Theresa May to stay longer so that they can work on trade. But yeah. I'm not sure that's going to happen because she's expected to be done after June 8th.
Yeah, right. All right, so what do we think? Is there? There's not much. It is what it is under the circumstances.
And this is not going to make your life any better. Jennifer, are you going to Virginia Beach? Let's go into this and kind of try to make some sense out of it. Of the way these things happen, we don't seem to be able to make any sense out of them, but we have the info.
Hard to make sense out of any of this, but there was a man who gunned down 12 people at a Virginia Beach office, and now we know that that man worked there. He resigned the morning of the attack, but there are still a lot of questions about why this city engineer targeted people that he'd worked with for years. Dwayne Craddock is 40 years old, and apparently he fired indiscriminately on a municipal building Friday afternoon. He was fatally wounded in what turned out to be a pretty lengthy shootout with police. Before the attack, he emailed a resignation letter on Friday morning to the Virginia Beach city manager, Dave Hansen. He was not forced to resign. According to the city manager, his performance was satisfactory and he was within good standing in the department. There were no issues of discipline ongoing with him, according to the city manager. His supervisor asked him why he was resigning, and according to a report on CNN, he told his boss he was quitting for personal reasons. But near the end of the workday on Friday, Craddock shot one person in a car and then entered a building where he fired on victims on three floors of the office that he worked in every single day. Now, what's still being investigated, the authorities are still searching for a motive. The people who are trying, who knew him, say that they didn't see any of this coming. Joseph Scott said he worked with the shooter for several years and saw him that day. He said that he was brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I guess he always did it. He wished him a good day. The gunman said the gunman was what the person thought was a good person. So it's kind of, they're still looking to see what was the catalyst here for him. He was going to quit. Okay, fine. They were going to let him go. Why the need to go in and shoot 12 of his coworkers? And they feel that in some cases, these people were coordinated. They were somebody that he had pre-planned to go after. So just still a lot of mystery surrounding this, no doubt. President Trump over the weekend went to services in Virginia Beach and didn't do any remarks or anything public, but went and visited with a few of the families and a pastor at a church there in town to help see what the grieving process was like for this community, because it's huge. 12 victims is...
And no apparent, as you say, no apparent motive. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms says that this guy bought both the guns, 45s, legally a couple of years ago. So, and he doesn't have any signs. There's nothing in his record. There's nothing anywhere that would indicate that he was a nutbird. And then he got it was so intense, apparently, the firefight that went on back and forth between the officers
that
who
took forever.
Cornered him. It was like a bad movie. It was, and one wonders if that isn't part of this. If the, you know, last week at this time, I was talking about going to see a movie that I, as Victoria was happy to tell me, and she was right. Why would I go see something that I knew that I wasn't going to like? And yet I did see it, and I could see where people would be somehow or other affected by all the violence in that John Wick movie and all the violence that there are in so many movies today. And so how do you make sense out of this? Most of these things you can't make any sense out of, but this is even more a head-scratcher.
I think that's the scariest part is, you know, with a lot of these cases, you can, I don't know, they seem to follow the same path of being a young guy who's kind of reclusive, who sits in his room, who doesn't know how to interact with other people. In those situations, okay, maybe, obviously someone wasn't able to stop them before they did it, but maybe someone could have been able to. But in a situation like this where it just seems like a normal person who, I mean, maybe wasn't the happiest at his job if he resigned, but a lot of people aren't the happiest at their job. It doesn't mean they're going to go shoot people. So it's just, how do you predict something like this? How do you stop it from happening?
That's the question.
There's no sign of it.
No warning signs.
Nothing. And the Virginia governor, who has ordered a special session, Victoria, on gun control, in an overnight development, the governor, Ralph Northam, I guess that's how you pronounce his name, right? N-O-R-T-H-A-M?
Oh, yeah.
Northam? Yep.
He's the one who was in the news a bunch last year, but he's still got his job, so.
Under, oh, yeah, that's right, too. I forgot.
The black one thing. Was like,
oh, the black, oh, jeez, The Michael Jackson guy?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
All right, so anyway, governor said that he will summon members of the Senate and the House to meet in special session, quote, for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws. What would be those? The laws, he says, would include universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons, and other restrictions that are yet to be named. Governor said that he's asked lawmakers for tighter gun restrictions in the past, but they've turned down his request, and guess what? They'll do it again. Because that's the way they think in Virginia, in my estimation.
I just don't. I don't know if it's partially because of the assault ban thing, but I just don't understand. It seems like most gun owners seem to be a fan of universal background checks. I don't understand the pushback against background checks.
Well, the NRA.
Well,
yeah, they're always the ones who, it doesn't even, most NRA members are in favor of very common sense gun laws. So, but it's the NRA leadership and the lobbyists, they're the ones who take over everything. But the actual members
fight, between the old and the new, that is Wayne LaPierre, who's been around way too long. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of an old line politician, and when he got up against it with Oliver North, North lost, and that's why he's gone.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's frustrating because, you know, people going and shooting people makes everyone look bad. It makes gun owners look bad. It makes gun store owners look bad when, you know, people are asking, well, why did you sell this gun to this person? And if you're selling it to someone legally and then they go out and shoot 12 people, I mean, what does the gun shop owner have to do in that situation? You know, they did everything legally, so obviously, something's got to change to give them a little bit more control so they can not sell guns to someone if there's, you know, a record of that person having extreme mental health problems or something like that. There's just got to be more for them to be able to do in that situation.
In the case of the shooter, though, he would have passed the background check. And that's what's really scary because he had no record whatsoever. He just snapped. And I guess it's hard to predict that. But I thought going back to, I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was, the Virginia Tech shootings. Remember that crazy guy who bought guns in different counties and then went and shot up the campus? Was it 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. I thought that, maybe more, I don't remember now, but I thought that there was a whole cry in Virginia for changing the gun laws back then because that guy had legally bought all these guns within like 3 days or something. So I guess they never did anything back then. Now they want to try it again.
Well, in this
if they didn't do anything after Virginia Tech.
I know.
That's what I. That's why I said what I did a minute ago with regard to what goes on in Virginia. It doesn't make a difference. They feel like they have to out conservative or out right wing, whatever other state is around them. And it's pretty interesting though when you see the politics of what these areas that surround Washington. That's one of the problems that the NRA has is this inflexibility of one or two or three people at the top. Whereas the rank and file, I belong to the NRA, and I don't appreciate it. I've never liked Wayne LaPierre. I've interviewed him three or four times way back when. Then I said, I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore. He's a boob. And he is a boob.
He must be making so much money, though.
Of course he is. He gets paid off by the gun manufacturers.
He has to be. Because a normal person wouldn't keep that kind of a hard-line stance on something when you see all these mass shootings continually happening if you're not lining your own pockets.
To shut down the discussion, to just say, no, we're not going to do it, or no, we're not going to talk about it, what does that get you? And get you a lot. So these are the 10 most talked-about people. When I say disgust sometimes, people think I mean disgusting, but no. I guess you can apply that if you want to. At number 10, James Holzhauer, the big winner on Jeopardy, who lost this week. At number 9, Hope Hicks and Don McGahn tied for that position. Number 8, Christopher Steele. Gerald Nadler is at number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6.
Joe Biden at number 5, Scott Peterson at number 4, Mike Pompeo at 3, Theresa May and the Queen, and Melania Trump all around the visit. They're tied at the number 2 position, and the President Donald Trump is in the number 1 slot, as is usually the case. So, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the official list of the top 10 people on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older, maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrin, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and save.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview officially of all of the 10 stories. Let's go through them from number 10 to number 1. Well, the story is number 10 is a focus on Jeopardy! And James losing on Jeopardy, so that's the 10th most talked about discussion topic this week. Number 9, the difference between red meat and white meat. Apparently there isn't any because they both cause bad things to happen to your body. Number 8, discussion of immigration reform continues. Number 7, the anniversary of what happened in China in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. Number 6, the impeachment talk continues. Number 5, presidential election candidates for 2020. Number 4, the Virginia Beach shooting. Number 3, big tech under fire. Number 2, the trade war with China and Mexico. And the president in England, along with the celebration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Those are the big stories this week. While we're in this department, excuse me, Victoria, for you, give us your trender, there's another focus on a similar circumstance. You'll remember that Broward County Sheriff's Deputy, former deputy, Scott Peterson. He's been charged with child neglect, negligence, perjury in connection with the shooting at the school. This is how many? Is this 2 years ago?
The Parkland shooting. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, right?
Yeah. Was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? How long ago did that take place? Time flies.
1 year ago, Valentine's Day. Right?
Was that recently? I thought it was more.
It feels like it was longer, but I believe it was 1 year ago, Valentine's Day.
Anyway, Peterson is facing 11 charges in connection with his lack of response, doing nothing.
Good. He sat outside while children were being massacred.
Yeah.
I wish that they could even throw something stronger at him beyond child neglect.
His bail is set at $102,000. He's in jail now, booked in the Broward County system. In some of the interviews that he's given in the past, his lawyer has said it's a gross oversimplification to characterize his actions, Peterson's actions, as cowardly.
said Peterson believed the gunshots were coming from outside the building. So he still didn't do anything.
So he didn't fire into the air. So where did he investigate those outside shots?
Underneath a rock behind the school. That would be my read. It's 10 before the hour.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. This week, a special focus on the issue courtesy of my partners on the Daily DJV program, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Here, Tara Schiller popping in from time to time. Those are the ladies that I spend most of my time with on the radio, and those are the people with whom I discuss the issues, like we're hearing here.
Well, unfortunately, we have to travel to Dominican Republic, and there are two really big stories that popped up over the weekend. The first is about a woman named Tammy Lawrence Daly. She posted on Facebook a horrible experience that she had that almost killed her. While she was at a 5-star Caribbean resort, she was with her husband. They're from Wilmington, Delaware, and she and her husband were on the second night of a stay with friends at the Majestic Elegance Punta Cana Resort in Dominican Republic. They were there in January. The reason she's posting about it now is because it's taken her this long to recover from her injuries. So what happened was she and her husband wanted to order some room service, and they learned that it had shut down for the night, so she left her room to get a snack at the lounge of the resort. She told her husband, she said, "I'm going to get a snack. I'll be back in 5 minutes." While she was walking through the corridors outside of the building, because, you know, those Caribbean resorts are a series of outdoor kind of buildings and things like that. So she was walking from one building to the next. It was apparently a very, very close distance. She heard footsteps behind her, and then the next thing she knew, she woke up in basically like a closet kind of utility room, and this guy beat her to within inches of her life. It went on for 8 hours, and so she was beaten so badly her husband didn't recognize her except for her shoes. And so when she basically, the guy only left her because he thought she was dead. So and this guy is still out there. This is the worst part, and this is why she posted this lengthy post on Facebook. She said he's still out there. He's a predator. He's waiting for his next victim if he hasn't already claimed another victim since January. He also was wearing a uniform of the resort. So that's another another thing that she was complaining about, rightfully so, saying that the Majestic Elegance, the resort, essentially, they didn't reimburse her for her stay. They didn't offer to pay for any of her medical bills. This was perpetrated by a hotel employee. They've done nothing. I guess they said that they were going to do an investigation. They have no suspect whatsoever. And so she basically is now, I don't know what her legal recourse is, but obviously they're going to try to sue, she and her husband are going to try to sue the resort. But the resort won't do anything. And local police have not done anything. It's very, obviously, it just feels very corrupt.
Majestic Elegance, who's the owner?
I don't know. It may be locally. It may not be part of a bigger company or bigger chain.
That'll explain it. Big chain wouldn't allow.
Stuff happens at all these types of resorts, you know, all through Mexico and all those, I forget what chain it was, I think it was Iberostar, that had the 50,000 gallons of tainted alcohol that people were dying from, and, you know, it's one of those, it's a cautionary tale. This is a 5-star resort on the Dominican Republic, and this is the kind of stuff that happened there. Now, the second story that made headlines over the weekend is also related to the Dominican Republic. A couple from Maryland, the husband was 63, the wife was 49, they were staying at a resort, the Playa Nueva Romana, and they had been there, I guess, for a while on vacation, and they were both found dead in their hotel room when they didn't check out. They missed their checkout time. The staff went into the hotel room and found them both dead on the floor. An autopsy found that they died of respiratory failure and pulmonary edema, which is caused by excess fluid in the lungs. Now, this is extremely suspicious, because why would, you know, a 63-year-old man and a 49-year-old woman, and then they die at the exact same time of the same thing? Mm. Obviously, there's something else going on. This was also a pretty well-known resort, and so the authorities now are launching, they say they're launching an investigation into this as well.
But certainly those are disturbing facts and disturbing story. No, you just wonder how weird.
Well, it makes you think twice about where you choose to travel for vacation, because how many times do you hear these stories? And while it seems so appealing to want to explore and to see different places, the problem going to those islands is that there's so much poverty that when it's either poverty or it's kind of wealthy tourists that can afford to go there. And that's what's really hard, is that you almost set yourself up to be a prime target for someone who's really feeling desperate. I was in Antigua not so many years ago, and literally you're either looking at a resort or you're looking at chickens walking around on the road and really poor people. And skinny goats like along the side of the road. Yeah, like starving goats everywhere. I've been to Antigua. I didn't like that at all. It's so jarring.
Not much of it. Unless you get out for a short-term thing. I don't care much for the Caribbean myself. I've been to most every island there over the years. All right, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.